The six-member commission's 2013 catch limits totaled just over 31 million pounds, which is a drop of another 7.5% from last year. The commission has cut the coastwide catch by about 60% over the past decade in response to ongoing concerns over a decline in the amount of halibut that are big enough to keep in the commercial fishery and less recruitment, which is the number of new fish reaching that size. Those concerns remain in the staff's newest scientific assessment. U.S. Commissioner Jim Balsiger thought it was as good a depiction of the halibut stocks as the commission has had in a long time.
So I think that the message that's contained therein, that the stock is in a period of decline, there is no obvious near-term likely turnaround of those trends, does present to us a strong need for conservation.
But according to Balsiger, the U.S. is concerned about the fisheries as well as the fish stocks. As the commission started discussing the catch limits for each regulatory area, Balsiger referred to a table that showed how various harvest levels could affect the fishery in the future.
And we note that under most levels on that table that in 1 year, there is not going to be that dramatic an impact on the stock. But I think everyone has to have in mind that that depiction is not particularly bright in terms of rapid recovery. So even though I'm going to vote and support this motion that Mr. Lesnikoff just made, it's largely based on the sensitivity towards letting the industry get ready as we move into a more conservative mode to let those stocks rebuild.
This year, the commission went with most of the limits recommended by its conference board, which is made up of more than 60 fishing groups from the U.S. and Canada. Those numbers were above the amounts that the staff would have advised under previous year's policy. However, the staff gave a range of options this year instead of recommending one set of numbers as it has in the past. The vote on the commission was 5-1 for each of the regulatory areas, with U.S. Commissioner Ralph Hoard opposed each time. Hoard spoke just after the vote on Area 2A, the Pacific Northwest. He said he felt compelled to vote for the fish.
I'd like to point out that recruitment continues down, spawning biomass continues down, TPUE for both the survey and the fishery is trending down, size of age continues to decline, while the harvest rate is starting to come down, it is still above our harvest policy. There are many questions remaining about bycatch and migration. While I am extremely sympathetic about the impact on current fishermen economics, I'm equally concerned about their future in this fishery. We don't want to end up like the East Coast halibut fishery. There is none.
Under the commission's numbers for 2013, catches will remain roughly the same for the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia areas, where the fleets will be allowed about 1 million pounds and 7 million pounds, respectively. In Southeast Alaska, the recommendations call for a catch of just under 3 million pounds, which is actually up again 13% from last year. Southeast fishermen saw a similar bump last year, but that was after weathering cuts totaling nearly 80% over the previous half decade. According to the Conference Board report, Southeast had the strongest survey results of all areas and strong indications of a recovering stock. It's the only area where the commission went with the limits that staff would have advised under past harvest policy. The other regulatory areas have also faced significant quota cuts over the past several years, and the trend continues, though the reductions will not be as severe as they were in the past. For the Central Gulf, the commission went with a quota of just over 11 million pounds, a drop of about 8%. The recommendations call for a cut of 15% in the Western Gulf and, depending on the area, 15 to 22% less in the Aleutians and Bering Sea. Before they're final, the numbers need approval from the federal governments in Canada and the U.S. The commercial halibut fishery opens March 23rd and closes November 7th this year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.